Lenten edition of the Sunday, Sunday, Sunday podcast with your host, Mark Hart.
Welcome back, my brothers and my sisters. Here we are in the second week of Lent, taking a look at the readings as we journey to the cross, as we journey up the mountain together. Let's take a look. Our first reading comes from Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 4. Our responsorial psalm from Psalm 33, verses 4 and 5, then verses 18 through 22. Our second reading from 2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 8 through 10, and our gospel from St. Matthew chapter 17, verses 1 through 9. How far are you willing to go for the Lord? How far are you willing to walk this walk? How deep are you willing to go in your sacrifices, in your daily life, in your prayer? How far are you willing to go? Now, it might seem only 2 weeks into Lent that that's not a fair question to ask, but it's never too soon to ask it. For many of you, maybe your Lent is off to a great start, and for many of you, maybe whatever you've sacrificed or you've tried to add on, maybe it's been a struggle. Maybe you've already dropped the ball, failed a couple times. I know I have. And, I'm always looking to get better. And that's part of the Lenten journey. It's not just a Lenten decision. It's a journey. It's a daily walking. Whether you're adding things on, sacrificing things, whatever it is, it's that daily embracing of the little crosses. And the better we get at embracing the little crosses, the better we get at embracing the big ones. Now, in this first reading, sometimes this reading is lost on us because we might not understand necessarily where Abram is from, where he lives, where God's calling him to. And it's a really simple and straightforward reading. Go forth from the land of your kinfolk and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you. And we have about 17 blessings in there. It's almost like people are sneezing. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse those who curse you and all the communities of the earth. It's this beautiful reading. It's very short, and it's a promise. It's not just a promise about what's going to happen immediately. It's a promise about what's going to happen well beyond what Abram can see and long after he is dead, that God's promise endures far longer than we do. What we can't misunderstand in this first reading is that Abram is living in this place called the Ur of the Chaldean, and God is going to move him to the Fertile Crescent, the place we now call, Israel. But what we can't misunderstand is that this journey of Abram and his family is going to travel well over 1,000 miles. Now, that might not seem like that big a deal because we can hop on a plane and be 1,000 miles just a couple hours, but this journey for Abram was a complete journey of faith. And we're constantly talking about the faith of Abram like an intellectual thing, but what we have to understand is that Abram's faith was always accompanied by action, by expressions of his faith. His getting up and moving his family that far, this was Abram going above and beyond. This was not just him sitting down or kneeling and saying, I believe in you, God. This was him putting all of his eggs in God's basket. How's that for an Easter analogy a little early? He is saying, yes, God, I will walk with you. I will follow you. You are my God. And his faith had action. And this is why it's so important. This is why we're reminded in the responsorial psalm, we have to put all of our trust in God, not just say we trust him, but we have to put that trust in him. That's why the season of Lent is such a great time to sacrifice any of those other things that we put our trust in, we put our attention in, our love in, other than God or before God. In this second reading, St. Paul's reminding Timothy, bear your share of hardship for the gospel with the strength that comes from God. That the very strength we need to walk this journey, to ascend this mountain up to this mountain of Calvary, this mountain of holiness, the very strength we need to be that kind of a Christian is strength that comes only from God. So if you're already having that hard time, if that Lenten journey has already been difficult for you, that's okay. That's okay if it's been difficult for me, because the one we need to go to is God, and he will give us the strength. He has saved us. He has called us to a holy life. That's what it's going to hear in the second reading. Not according to our works, but according to his design and the grace he bestows on us. See, so God wasn't just proud of Abram, for instance, for his works, but because he was letting God's grace work. And in this gospel, it's an interesting placement for this gospel because we're going to read the Transfiguration. And the Transfiguration is this foreshadowing of our eternity with God. Christ is unveiling his glory. And you're like, you might be thinking, why are we reading about the Transfiguration the second week in Lent? We're supposed to be reading about people covering themselves in ashes and sitting in piles of dung and, repenting of their sins. Like, why are we reading the Transfiguration? This is sort of a happy story. But the Transfiguration has a lot to it. And in the Transfiguration, when Christ reveals his glory, this is happening right after he told them and he predicted his passion. So after he says, I'm going to carry my cross, I'm going to be crucified. And Peter and James and John and the apostles, they're very downtrodden. And they're looking down towards the earth. They're being weighed down by earthly realities, earthly sufferings. And at that time, Christ takes them up the mountain with him and lifts their chins and reveals his glory. He reminds them to look above and beyond what they see on this earth, above and beyond their own sufferings, above and beyond all those things that drag us down or tie us to this temporal world. And he encourages them to look up, and he shows them what their future is going to be, what their future is going to be filled with. And at that point, they fall prostrate and they worship him. My brothers and my sisters, this journey is just that. It's a journey where God is constantly calling us to look up from our own navels, to stop, you know, being so obsessed and concerned with just ourselves, just our earthly desires and earthly concerns. He lifts our chin and encourages us to look up on the horizon and beyond to the heavenly glory that awaits us, not just at Easter, although yes, at Easter, but even beyond Easter, to the final resurrection, to the final glory. And God is reminding us, as hard as the journey can be and as difficult as it can be, he gives us the strength and the grace we need to bear our share of the hardship. He gives us the strength we need to journey even further than we might be comfortable with, like Abram. He's the one that gives us the strength we need to climb the mountain. He's the one encouraging us to climb this mountain of Lent, because when we ascend to the top, when we get to the end of this journey, we're going to see something more beautiful than we can possibly imagine. How far are you willing to go? Because once again, this week, God shows us that as far as we're willing to go, he is above and beyond even that. May he bless you this week.
This podcast was brought to you by your friends at lifeteam.com.